From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Hospitals across California have all but run out of intensive care beds for COVID-19 patients. Ambulances are backing up outside emergency rooms, and tents for triaging the sick are going up. The nation's most populous state has emerged as the latest epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. Today, the state reported a staggering 52,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. That's about equal to what the entire U.S. was averaging in mid-October. And there's been a one-day record here in California of 379 deaths. More than 16,000 people are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's more than triple the number from 1 month earlier. Teachers, first responders, and grocery and restaurant workers were among those recommended yesterday to get the next round of scarce vaccines here in California. So were florists and sawmill operators, who fall into the same broad category of those deemed essential workers. Healthcare workers and long-term care facilities are now getting the first round of vaccines. State advisory committees are divvying up the next round of about 8 million doses that are expected early next year. They settled on three broad sectors in no particular order. They are 1.4 million education and child care providers, 1.1 million emergency services providers, and 3.4 million food and agriculture workers. Our regional ICU capacity dropped below 15% yesterday. That means the entire Bay Area, including Monterey and Santa Cruz, will soon be under a stay-at-home order. KALW's Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman reports.
While the majority of counties in the Bay Area have already implemented the state's regional stay-at-home order, San Mateo, Solano, Napa, and Santa Cruz counties must start complying with the tougher restrictions beginning Friday morning at midnight. Businesses like bars, hair salons, and movie theaters must close entirely, and restaurants will only be available for takeout and delivery. Grocery stores and other retail can only operate at 35% capacity. Recently, San Mateo County Health Officer Scott Morrow made headlines when he refused to join many Bay Area counties that enacted stay-at-home restrictions ahead of the state mandate. At the time, he said, quote, "The power and authority to control this pandemic lies primarily in your hands, not mine," unquote. But now, his county must comply. The Northern California region, which stretches from Mendocino to the Oregon border, is now the only part of the state not to be under a stay-at-home order. The Bay Area order will remain in effect for a minimum of 3 weeks and will stay in place until ICU capacity rises above 15%. In San Francisco, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KALW News.
The worst wildfire season in California's history is behind us, but when fire season begins again, lawmakers want to make sure agricultural workers have the necessary gear to protect them. From our partners at Capital Public Radio, Ezra David Romero reports.
When smoke filled the Central Valley this summer, farm workers were still in the fields. Hernan Hernandez with the California Farm Worker Foundation says masks weren't always available because of administrative delays and the pandemic. So many workers had to make do with homemade face coverings.
The shortage was so bad that these employers couldn't even get PPE themselves if they tried it through the private sector. But when the wildfires occur, everybody was in need of N95s.
To avoid future mask shortages, Hollister-based Democratic Assemblymember Robert Rivas recently proposed legislation to create a stockpile of masks.
We want to ensure that agriculture has the resource, especially when we're asking them to, you know, have the ability to provide their workers with the appropriate face coverings in the event of a wildfire.
The bill would also create government teams to help farmers deliver masks to workers after a wildfire sparks. Strawberry and wine grape growers mostly support the idea. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
You can find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional, national, and international news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.